Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lucy. How may I help you?
Hi, Lucy. My name is John Hanley, and I have two charges on my credit bill here, which I don't remember doing. So I'm wondering if you could tell me what they were so I could refresh my memory.
Yes, sir. I won't be able to tell you that because I am a third-party call center that has multiple different vendors that service multiple different products. I would have to get an account pulled up to know exactly what you have. May I have your zip code?
Okay, my zip is 12065.
Give me just 1 second, sir. Do apologize.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, and can I get your first and last name, please?
Yeah, my name is John Hanley, H-A-N-L-E-Y.
Yes, sir. And I do see you were back on the 22nd of April. There was an order placed for a smart fitness tracker. May I get you to verify the address that you have?
No, that's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one on 511.
Yes, sir, I do understand that. May I get you to verify your address real quick?
Oh, my address? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's 35 Bayberry Drive, Clifton Park, New York.
Yes, sir. And I do see where the fitness tracker was purchased. And with the fitness tracker, what you purchased back on the 22nd was a 14-day trial. So it's 4 days to ship.
Well, hold it. Excuse me. Slow down here. I think you're talking a little bit fast. No, mm-hmm. say what you said again, please.
Back on the 22nd, it was a 14-day trial that was purchased of the fitness.
22nd of what? 22nd of what?
Of April.
That was the last month's bill.
Trial what?
It was a 14-day trial to try the fitness watch. If you did not call back within the trial period, you would bill the full amount of the product, and that's what happened in here.
Oh, wow. I had two fitness watches, yeah, but they were only like $8 a piece.
Yes, sir, that was for the shipping and handling for the 14-day trial. After the 14-day trial, they billed you the full amount of the actual product.
Oh, wow. Can I still return them? I never opened up the boxes because they didn't go with my phone. I couldn't get them on my phone.
Yes, sir. You can return them, but before you return them, I can offer you a 35% discount off the actual watches so you can keep them if you would like.
No, I don't want to keep them. No. I can just send them back. I got the return receipt there. I never even opened them.
Yes, sir. Even if I were to offer you 50% off, you would still like to send them back?
Yeah, I do.
Even if I were to offer you 75, you still want to?
Nope, I don't want no part of them. Well, they don't work for me. They weren't able to. Yeah, so what's the sense of me having them at all, you know?
Yes, sir, I do understand that. Give me just 1 second, and I'll get you put through. I'll get you canceled out and refunded.
Thank you.
They were right over here.
Well, I put them to their forever, John.
I know, so you put them somewhere. And there was a piece of paper
well,
right on
I
top of that.
Paper.
I do.
Well, I don't.
I do.
Well, I don't, John. I'm just saying.
Don't yell at me.
Well, I keep saying I do.
They
run on top. Well, they were over there forever. You can't leave them there forever. You're going to have to ask her how to send them back. Stop saying the same thing to me.
Did you throw out this?
I don't know. Long time ago.
A week? Oh, there it is.
No,
there.
A week. A month.
No, this I'm talking about.
A month.
Give me just one more second, sir, while I get you canceled out here, okay?
Sure.
Give me just one more second. I do apologize.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir, I do have that confirmation number ready for you when you're ready for it.
Okay, go ahead.
It is C as in Charlie.
Yep.
919.
Yep.
227.
Yep.
079.
Okay.
And can I get you to repeat it back to me so I can ensure you have the right confirmation number?
Yep. C as in Charlie, 919-227-079.
Yes, sir. And can I give you the shipping address? Do you need the shipping address?
Could you send? I have one here. Ship to. Okay, now this isn't the return. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, give me the shipping address, please.
Yes, sir. The shipping address is P.O. Box 500, Buffalo, New York, 1421-2.
Okay.
1421-2.
Okay.
Yes,
attention to anyone?
It doesn't really say who to address it to. But that's the return address that they gave it to. You can address it to the Smart Fitness Tracker, like address it to Smart Fitness Tracker Company or something like that, because that's what we use as our company name. We use the actual product. So.
Okay, and I'll put return there too.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Was there anything else I can help you with today? Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Your refund, it should be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Also, you will have an email sent to jhanley3@nycap.rr.com. That'll
That's
be the
right.
email you'll have receiving those emails too. It'll be one for the 6487. It'll be one for 6987.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great day.
Great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.